there are certain radio stations and a few television stations that have totally ignored all ethical and professional standards in terms of the messages that they put out. Some of these stations are engaged in incendiary message, and you know, Jim, that these kinds of messages have got the propensity to cause serious political instability, to incite people to violence. It is against this background, and in view of the experience from elsewhere in Africa, the government of Nigeria filed a petition with the court seeking a temporary stay order on these media institutions so that they can go to the court and make an appearance.
If the government felt that way, why didn't the government bring, say, for example, a libel suit against these media institutions instead of closing them down?
The good thing is the government went to the court. This was not a unilateral decision, as was done in time past, where previous governments used to unilaterally shut down media institutions. This action has the backing of law.
The stations that are shut down are believed to be all stations that are sympathetic to the opposition Congress for Democratic Change. And the question here is that your government, some are saying, is trying to stifle the part of the media that it considers not sympathetic to its cause.
No, Jim, that would be a wrong characterization. For the last 5 or 6 years in this country, we have enjoyed unprecedented peace, where the media has flourished almost without any hindrance in terms of propagating the message. Now, as we prepare to go to the runoff election, remember now there was an incident on Monday which resulted in the loss of a life, which the government regrets. However, some of the media institutions were spewing out false and misinformation, inciting citizens, making claims that were totally and utterly untrue. Now, you can't do that in journalism, and you know better than I do. So the incident yesterday provoked and necessitated this action because the state of the nation was at stake, James. When you allow your radio station to give out misinformation that the government people is killing partisans of a political party, that's totally, totally counterproductive. The situation could have gotten so worse. So the government took this decision with the backing of the law.